So you think you in love with me, but I'm not the girl of your dreams. Cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not leaning on cause you know my truth. But I know just what to do for you. Cause when that Jones gone down, eh, nah, 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 nah.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to My Sister Circle. Yes, 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 yes. I know I'm supposed to be taking a break, but we have some technical difficulties, and Miss Nee could not be with us. Miss Nee could not be with us because whatever the technical difficulties was, as you guys can see, I'm like fresh. I haven't worked clothes. I just threw together the fastest. Charlie is laughing at me because I just threw something together within 2 seconds. So sorry we're late. Sorry to my guests that are on. Miss Jess, are you on?
What up, though?
What's up, Jess? Thank you so much for being with me. I'm so sorry that we're late. I know you weren't expecting to see me, but here I am.
Not at all.
But here I am. I wasn't expecting to see me either. But, all right. So what we're going to do, since we are so late, we are going to save Sister of the Week for last. Okay? Jess, so your Sister of the Week, we're going to save for last, okay?
Okay.
All right, so everything else, we just gonna move along with everything else. I'm a little discombobulated, but let me get my brain together and we gonna go ahead and work it out, okay?
We got this, you got it.
So, all right, so how was your week, Jess?
My week, it hasn't been eventful yet, but I got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. So let's report back next week.
But so I want to tell you guys real quick before we go any further that Jess is also nominated. If you guys remember, I posted Jess as well for the What Up Doe podcast. Jess is also nominated for a Detroit Choice Award. And guys, tomorrow is the last day. So I want you guys to make sure that you guys are putting in all your votes for tomorrow for us and getting that situated. So that's what we're going to do. So, our first guest, because I'm just so, our first guest is coming in. Is she here? She's not here? Okay, cool. So Jess, tell everybody about yourself really fast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jess G from the What Up Doe podcast. First of all, what a privilege to be in favorite podcast with Dawana. Coach D, sorry.
Ooh,
I'll be calling her by her government name. because we started this podcast journey together from the ground up. And I'm sorry, my eye is like watering. I don't know if it's on camera or not. So a little bit about me. I started the What Up Doe podcast with some friends at my kitchen table. And from there, we've just been growing and thriving. That's really it. I'm a mom. I have a daughter named Kennedy. She's 9. And I work all the time, and I podcast, and I go to concerts. That's really about it. But yes, make sure y'all follow us on, we're mostly on Instagram. We in transition to Facebook for real. But What Up Doe Pod on Instagram, my co-host Tashi, shout out to her. I know she'll be joining us soon.
All right. So What Up Doe Podcast.
Okay.
So great. What Up Doe Podcast, guys, make sure you follow the What Up Doe Podcast. I'll make sure all her handles is on everything. is on with that. So, hey Lo, how you doing? Hey Ro. Hey everybody that's logging in. So, I'm just telling our guest that she can come, our first guest, she can go ahead and come in to the show. We're going to go ahead and get her on. So today's show, again, was supposed to be O and Jess, and they were interviewing three entrepreneurs. I'm not even sure if we're going to get our third entrepreneur on, because I honestly didn't get the information from me. Whoa. Okay. Keep it moving though. So we got two entrepreneurs that we're going to have on to the show today. And we are going, me and Jess will be interviewing them because you know how we like to do. We like to get our women in business and we like to highlight them and what they're doing. And is our guest on yet? Okay, so we can go to sister. I'm sorry. Okay, so Jess, then you want to go to sister of the week? You want to honor your sister of the week?
Yes, let's do it. So just give a little preview.
Yep. So you can go ahead and start. Okay.
So my sister of the week is my co-host, Tashi. Tashi is the co-host of What Up Though podcast. She's currently in school to be an esthetician. She's a single mom. She's out here working, grinding. She's looking to eventually be on here to be a small business owner. So be on the lookout for her business. She's going to offer skincare services, waxing, facials, all of that good stuff. So my good friend Tashi is my sister of the week.
Look at her with a little congratulations. Congratulations, Tashi. So I have not yet got the privilege of meeting Tashi, but I do watch Tashi on the What Up Though podcast, and I listen to Tashi, and she is such a great asset to your show. You guys are hilarious together. Your energy together is amazing. Like, you couldn't have picked somebody better to be your co-host, because it's an amazing, hilarious show, okay? Sometimes and it's real raw, y'all. It's real raw. So, you know, y'all got to tune into the What Up Though podcast. So, do we have a guest on yet? Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right. So, Jess, yes. I'm going to interview you, Jess, okay? So, that's okay. So, this is how I do in my sister's circle. When things don't go the way that they're supposed to go or scheduled to go, I kind of just go to the next thing, okay? So, made you start a podcast?
Great question, Coach D. So our good friend Courtney, owner of Haute Noir, which is what I'm wearing right now. Mm-hmm. And as you know, D, because we worked together, we had a lot of downtime sitting at those desks. And Courtney said that she listened to podcasts. I had never listened to a podcast ever. So I'm like, you know, they be talking about stuff and I want to talk about that stuff too. Or they may give an opinion and it's different from mine. And then if y'all didn't know, Coach D was on a podcast too at one point in time, but I don't remember the name. My bad. So, however, the podcast was great because Dawana was an amazing co-host. Dawana was the reason I listened. I had a little night job at the time and I would always tune in. And then we would come and talk. We would talk about topics and we would talk about our own podcast. And then we're like, oh, we should do it. But you would think that we would have came together, but we didn't. We had different visions, but we always supported each other. And I just did it. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. I didn't have a microphone. I downloaded the Anchor app and I just hit record. And 3 years later, and almost, I think we just did the 83rd episode. So,
come on,
that's kind of how it all started. Yeah,
come on, 83rd episode.
Let me say it, I'm gonna retire at 100, but never mind.
And let me just say, I am just so proud of the push through, though, because listen, 83 episodes, I know how hard it is to get do those episodes weekly. Sometimes you don't have the energy. Sometimes, like right now, I just it was a rest day for me, but sometimes you still got to push through and do that, because a lot of things that we talk about, and everybody else that's on that has a podcast, because I got Sipping with T on, and I got Low on from Uncomfortable Conversation podcast as well. And you know, as we all know, as podcast hosts, as talk show hosts, it's hard to sometimes push through those days where, you know, you just want to break. But because our voice is necessary, and the things that God has put on us to say, to do, and things like that for other people to hear us, and some things that need to be, you know, said, and that's uncomfortable to be talked about, we got to push through on things that we got to do every week, on our assignments every week. And like this platform is just so important. And God was talking to me the other day, and he said, anybody can start a podcast. He said, anybody can start a podcast. You can just go live and you can consider it a podcast. But are you being effective in what you're saying? And so that stood out to me, because some people just get on there and just start talking, but you got to be effective in what you're saying to people. It's like coaching, it's like therapy and things like that. So you have to watch what you're saying. You have to push through in times like this. So I just commend you for that being 83 episodes, because that is a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
83 episodes is a whole lot.
But you know, it's I had did a podcast once, and something that always stuck with me is he said, it's a thankless job. You know, people really, like you said, it's a lot of work, and some people, they just, you know, they just clicking the button to listen. But it takes a lot of time and devotion and time and money and time to put content out and be consistent. Because like you said, anybody can put out a podcast and go live, but it's really consistency is key. If anybody is listening and want to start a podcast, you have to be consistent. You have to, but like you doing now, putting it out, even if you don't feel like it or don't want to, or whatever. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting used to being in my ear. But yeah, definitely being consistent. And just keep going. So shout out to you, Coach D, because I know you was looking forward to this off week, but God said no. Sorry, so you here with me.
I was literally about to go to bed, and Charlie said, D, you're not going to go to bed. I said, I'm going to bed. I'm going to share the show, and I'm going to bed. He said, D, you, in reality, you're not going to go to bed. I'm like, okay. And now we're here. But okay. So our first
episode. I never known you to go to bed on 7:30, by the way.
Huh?
Ever. I've never known you to go to bed at 7:30, but okay, girl, you got it.
I gotta be at work at 3 a.m. now.
Oh.
So our first guest is on, and we're gonna go ahead and interview her. So Charlie, you can go ahead and put our first guest on. So our first guest is a holistics and health wellness coach. So when I spoke with her through Messenger, that's always something that's very interesting to me anyway. So I like people to come on and talk about different ways of being healthy and wellness and things like that. So I definitely was interested in her being one of our women in business. So she's on. Hello. So I just need you to turn your camera sideways. Can you hear us? All right. I definitely found that to be very interesting. And then so her business is called Harmony and Wholeness. So she's going to speak a little bit to us about that. And let me know when you can hear us.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, cool. She's back on. So just turn your camera sideways. Can you hear us?
Oh, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? I can hear you. All right. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to get, because we're so late, and I do apologize for our tardiness, we had some technical difficulties that we kind of never have. So we're just going to say that we were supposed to start the show at 7:30, and that's just that. All right, so I apologize, but go ahead, and we want to get your interview started. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a health and a wellness coach. I am a mother of three. I'm also married, and I'm fairly new to the scene, but I'm excited about what I do.
And what is it that you, what is it? Tell us what exactly what it is that you do.
So what I do is I help people find the bridge between what I name my business, harmony and wholeness in the body. So before doctors even came out with chemicals and all that, you know, we got our medicine from the earth. We turned to the earth. Plants we were putting in can heal itself. So that's what I'm trying to get people to go back to. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor, but I'm saying that before you pick up a chemical, you should really be in tune with your body, you know, to know what's going on with it. And also, right. I want people to be aware that they have a say-so in their own healthcare when they go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
About how long have you been in business?
I've been in business since about December of 2021. But I've been doing, well, I've been researching and learning since 2019.
Okay. And what would you say motivates you and keeps you going in your holistic healthcare journey?
Mainly the fact that it's not offered in the community. It's considered alternative health. So with it being considered alternative health, it's, you know, we're justified as quacks. We don't know what we're doing, or, you know, it's not liable because it comes from a physician. But my take on it is actually working together with a physician, because most of the time when you go to the doctor, you tell them what's wrong, they treat your symptoms accordingly, they give you a medicine, but they don't actually get to the root cause. And not only that, they don't help you to prevent or to stop it. So my motivation.
I'm just letting you know that it is breaking up just a tad bit, okay?
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you at first. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We can hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So what motivates me to keep going is originally it started out as learning information to take care of my family. You know, I was interested in watching my husband go through the transition of being, you know, animal eater or the American standard diet to vegan. And he's been a vegan for 5 years now. And I'm not telling everybody to be vegan, because I'm not vegan. I will put that out there. I am not vegan. But I do intentionally watch what I eat and what I put in my body.
Okay. So how important is it marketing? How important is it to market your business, and what makes your business stand out to you? Like, what makes the coaching, the wellness coaching and the holistics stand out to you?
I would say we actually have to connect with our clients, we have to be in a vulnerable position with them, sorry. And to me, that's what makes it different. Mm-hmm. I tell my clients 100% of the time, I'm going to be authentic with you. I'm going to be vulnerable with you. I'm walking this walk with you. So during that walk, there's a connection. Mm-hmm. And as for marketing, I think it's really important to get the message, to get people thinking and being active, you know, with their health, whether that's an ad on social media or networking in and market events, you know, or just word of mouth. It's all mm-hmm. important.
I totally agree. So when you, Jess, you want to answer the last question?
When you hear the phrase, there's no competition in sisterhood, what does that mean to you? And how can you effectively help your fellow sister?
So when basically, we're not here to compete with one another. Instead of being in competition, let's support one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's uplift one another. Because we all have an important job down here. God has different purposes for everybody. And let's come together as a community of purposes and make sure everybody's needs are met. It's all about spreading love, not competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us where we can find you at on social media.
You can definitely find me on, and that's at Harmony and Wholeness, or on Facebook, also at Harmony and Wholeness, or you can put in my Daydream. That's about it.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put your social media handles all on our page. And if anybody, and if you have a phone number or anything that you want to post or anything, once I put that information on our on your social media, on our handles, you can put it under the comments. That way people can reach out to you if they're looking for a holistic wellness coach, because we do like to make sure that all of our women in business social media handles and information is accessible to our sister circle viewers, if that's okay.
It is.
All right. Well, I do apologize again for us being late, but I thank you for being our guest, and I thank you for being an amazing woman in business. Congratulations on everything that you have done so far, and I look forward to seeing everything that you continue doing. So congratulations on your new business. You said you're new on the scene, but that's okay. So just keep pushing, keep doing everything that you need to do. Keep believing in your vision. Anytime you have a vision, believe in your own vision. Don't get discouraged. Don't let anyone project on your vision, because if they project on your vision, then you're allowing somebody to tell you that your vision is not good enough for them. It's not that it's not what you want. It's not good enough for them. So just keep pushing, okay? All right. Okay, that's okay. Is our next guest available? No, okay. So just go ahead and keep talking while I look for our next guest, okay?
Okay. Hey, y'all. Okay, let me go to the, let's see who's on here. Let's see. Lawrence is on here. I'm doing good. How you doing, Lawrence? Tonyetta is on here. Dominique Morris is on here. What up, though, everyone? If you missed the beginning of the show, my name is Jess G, filling in for O from the What Up Though podcast. And Dawana and I go way back, like four flats on a Cadillac. And this is our first time hosting an episode together. And I don't know why we took this long, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know why we never, and it's not like we don't talk, because we do, but. This is our first time being on an episode together. Wait, I can't hear Dawana. Coach D, sorry.
I'm sorry. Charlie, I don't know. Our guest is saying that she's on. I don't know if you don't. You see it? Okay, perfect. So I'm gonna finish that statement, though. So you know what? I'm not sure why Jess and I have not done a show together or even been on each other's show. Like, I don't know. We talk literally, like she said, all the time.
Oh, we Instagram, do
all
text.
The time. And we bounce ideas off each other. Yeah. We do all kinds of stuff.
Tell you, I'd be like, no, what? Help me, please.
Hey, listen, I'd be like, Jessica, I just need to vent.
Everyone's fired, right. And I quit. Drops mic.
All right, so our next guest, Jess, I'm gonna let you lead our next guest off, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Charlie, you can bring our next guest in so I can go ahead and apologize. Hi, next guest, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I do apologize. I know I already said it in the message, but I am gonna apologize again for our technical difficulties and us being so late. But we are here now, and I wanted to make sure that we just honored you as a woman in business and got you on here and let you promote yourself, girl. Like me said, brag on you, boo. That's what we want you to do today, okay?
Okay, thank you, thank you. Thank you all so much.
So go ahead.
Listen, it's no problem. So I have here with me my co-host. My co-host is Miss Jess G from the What Up Doe podcast. So she's going to start your interview off, okay?
All right.
Hey, how are you? Right. Hey, so go ahead and tell us your name, the name of your business, and a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Jasmine Davenport. My business name is Virtuous LLC. I own a cleaning company. We service Airbnbs and vacation rentals in the metro Atlanta area. And I'm an author as well. I always forget I'm an author, but I'm an author as well. I wrote a book called How to Start a Cleaning Business the Virtuous Way. So yeah, it's on Amazon if you want to get it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So wait. You say the book again.
How to Start a Cleaning Company, a Cleaning Business the Virtuous Way.
Tell
us a little bit about the book and some points that you some things you point out in the book.
Right. So honestly, the book was just something that I really wish I would have had myself. It's a guide on really how to start any business. The first portion is just legalities, EIN, just legalities, basically, in the beginning. And as you go further into the book, then you focus on starting a cleaning business. And I just gave tips as far as pricing, you know, your audience, your mission statement, everything that you need to have before you even touch a sponge or anything. And you know, while you're starting the business. So this is basically a guide on how to start the business, something I wish I would have had. So yeah.
Wow. How long have you been in business?
Well, actually, tomorrow makes 1 year for my cleaning. So yes, tomorrow's the anniversary.
Congratulations.
We service 23 properties. We between 5 clients. I have 3 staff as of now. Start another round of training tomorrow. So the business is definitely it's taking off. It is doing great. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It's doing the way I work for it to do. So yeah.
So Jess, you got another question before I
go ahead, B.
Okay.
So I was just gonna ask.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask, what's a tip you would give to someone that's not in a book about something that, if getting into the Airbnb business or the cleaning business, what's one thing you learned, probably learned the hard way, that could help somebody else out?
Know your audience. And that's with any business, anything that you do. Know the audience that you want. For example, the audience that I target are owners who have families, are trying to start a family, or have had a family. And I do this intentionally because I've realized that owners who are in that category, they're more easygoing. They know what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done, how to survive, how to keep things going. It's just certain things that they know as an individual. And basically that I don't have to teach them. I went through a lot of learning with certain clients. I don't accept first time Airbnb owners. That's just my preference, because there's a lot of learning that goes on with that. And I don't want to do that. So I don't choose to do that. Mm-hmm. Just know your audience, know who you're going for. A lot of people, I have people try to throw me commercial cleanings. I don't want to be contracted to anyone, so I don't accept them. I appreciate it, but if I don't want to come in on a Wednesday, I don't want to come in. And if I'm contracted, then I have to come in Monday through whatever day. And so just know your audience and know what you want to do, and what you want will bring the clientele that is for you. You just got to stand on it.
I love that, because that what I just said to our last guest, that means you're sticking with your vision. Your vision was to have a target, a specific target audience, and you're sticking with that no matter what. So that is so amazing that you gave that tip, because people need to hear that. Because, you know, a lot of times what people do is we hear a money, we hear a number, and because we hear a number, we jump on it, and it's not for us.
Right. Yep. And that's so true.
So that was a great tip.
Right. Definitely. I want to piggyback off of what you just said, because I had just had this conversation with one of my ladies, and a few of my ladies there, they have their own cleaning business or whatever business. And I had a conversation with them. And I told her, I was basically telling them, if I would have went off of what things looked like and not what I knew I could have made it with a particular client, then I would have missed out on, money, other clientele. That person has put me on to other clientele. I mean, just so many different things, because a lot of people would have said no just by looking, as opposed to seeing what can I do to improve this? What do I have already to where I can improve this, or know already to where I can improve this? So, it's definitely important not to just look and be like, okay, so yeah.
Wow. I love that. So Jess, you can answer the last question.
Okay. When you hear the phrase, there's no competition in sisterhood, what does that mean to you, and how can you effectively help your fellow sister?
It's a beautiful question. It's a great question. I feel like it's a great question. But it's just like, it really piggybacks on everything we were just talking about. What's for you is for you. Mm-hmm. And we all can be a part of a body. We all can do this. We all can teach each other. We all can do it. We all can do it. And why not do it together? Right. Like I was saying with my ladies, I teach them why they work for me. I don't want them to work for me forever. I want them to be able to, even the way that I schedule, I ask my staff what their availability is. And I schedule based off of their availability, because I'm giving them a sense of entrepreneurship. I want to guide them. Why not? I know how to do it. Why not? I know, Yeah, it's basically telling me, we can do it together. You know how to do it, we can do it together.
I love that. Well, Jasmine, your interview was amazing. I love your energy, and I love the fact, like I said before, the fact that you stuck with that, you're sticking with the vision, and everything you said was just amazing. Are you a motivational speaker?
I'm not, but listen, I think I am sometimes, Charlotte. And people,
if the shoe sometimes. Fit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. You're already a published author.
Right. Girl, if the shoe fits, yes. Go ahead and wear it, girl. Go ahead and wear it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your year, because you say tomorrow is the year.
Yes, March 25th. Yep.
Congratulations on your year. And send me your social media handles and everything that you want posted on the page. I'll go ahead and get that stuff posted on there tonight, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you, ladies, so much for having me. I enjoyed you all
Thank
so
you.
Much. Okay.
Thank all right. You. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to give Charlie, I am going to send our last guest a new link, and we can. So what, Jess, what were we at? Let me see.
I was going to ask Jess, you what you've been doing this week.
You asked me what I've been doing. What have I been doing this week? Actually, my work week started today. Mm-hmm. And other than that, my days off, I did some work, some business work, some things. I had a couple clients this week. And that's really it. Okay. So I didn't have to do much this week. But my plan this week was just to rest, because I hadn't been getting enough rest, and some things been going on with my body is saying, ma'am, it's time to rest. So okay. It was that time. So I'm definitely gonna get the rest in still, no doubt about that. But right now, you know, work starts, another day of work starts tomorrow. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go with the flow of work. So,
okay.
But other than that, okay, it's been coach. Easy breezy. So I do have something coming up though. A few things coming up that I've been working on. So I'm excited about those things. It keeps me busy, but I am excited about those things that's coming up. And I have a preaching engagement coming up as well in a little while.
I better get that info. Is it in Michigan?
No, I can't be giving that info out. I can't be having y'all showing up making me nervous and stuff.
What? I'm trying to hear the word. Your girl love a word. What do you mean?
Listen. Okay. So I'm gonna make sure y'all get that information. Charlie, let me know when when the next guest comes on. And so we have a lot of, okay, we got a nice little viewing on. Come on, guys. I see y'all. So, all right, our next guest is on.
The owner of Hope Noir. She's on there. Hey, Courtney.
She is. Hey, Court. Hey, Neek. All right, next guest. All right, so our next guest, it's Daisha, and Daisha is a real estate agent, and she is I'll be memorizing this stuff, and then I'll be like, I'm kind of blank out, but she's a real estate agent, and she is a crypto coach. Did I get it right, Daisha?
Oh, yes, you did.
I got it right, yes. Hi, okay.
You did a good job.
Okay, cool. All right. So, hey, Daisha, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I got to pop in correctly this time around.
Yeah.
Listen. And let me just say this. Charlie, our producer, Charlie, he so wanted me to rest. So you weren't gonna see me today. You were gonna see Jess, who's here. Jess is our guest co-host. She's a co-host. She's the host of and the creative visionary of What Up Dope podcast. So she was filling in for my other co-host today, and I was taking a rest today too, so you really weren't gonna see me either. But things happened with our other co-host. It was some technical difficulties, so our other co-host couldn't come on. So Charlie wanted me to rest so bad. So I was like, he was like, just cancel the show. Now, Charlie is a great net. He's a great producer and he's a great network owner. But he really wanted me to rest, and that's just all it was. Okay, he wasn't trying to just kick y'all off and be like, "I don't want to do the show." It wasn't that. I can't. These entrepreneurs are coming on to promote themselves. I really can't. So I threw a jacket on. I got my work shirt on. I threw a jacket on. First of all, y'all should have seen this office. Charlie was laughing at me because I was moving stuff all out the camera. It was just hilarious. But I did not want you guys to have to reschedule, and I did not want to cancel the show because I really, really, really was excited to have you on. Seriously, that's what it was. All right, so go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Deja McKinney. I've been an entrepreneur since about 2017. First and foremost, you guys can hear me, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I've been an entrepreneur since 2017. As soon as I jumped off the porch, you know, I went right into real estate, and I really just wanted to focus more on what was very active within Detroit, Michigan, and there's a lot of investors. So I have been an investor-friendly realtor since I pretty much started. In 2019, I started a mentorship program that educates people on the foreign exchange market, and it's the real deal. You know, we do a lot of live coaching. We have a phenomenal educational platform that really just educates our culture about what's been around forever, you know, and learning different ways to multiply income from life insurance to, you know, 401ks to IRAs, and just educating our generation.
Okay, that's great. What would you tell someone that's looking to get into the investing business? Because I may be, you know, willing to put a little something on.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing or misconception that people think that they have to have a lot of money in order to multiply their income. And that is not the case. You know, there's so many ways to spend other people's money, and there's so many ways to really just start small until you can actually, you know, go into that long-term investment style. But I would identify what you are passionate about. Like, do you want to start with vending machines? Do you want to start with, you know, maybe Airbnbs? You know, do you want to start with box trucks companies? Like, a lot of people think that they have to work within their passion, but it's really focused more on need-based businesses so that you don't have to force the agenda, if that makes sense.
Okay. That's really good advice, especially for someone who doesn't know. You know, everybody looks, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? But for someone who doesn't know right now what they're supposed to be doing or what they're into or things like that, that definitely helps put it in perspective of what's a need. Yeah. You can make money off of what's a need. So that was good. That was great. All right, Jess, you got some more questions for me?
What motivates you to keep pushing? Oh no, what motivates to keep you and makes you to keep pushing in this industry?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think two things. The first thing is you look at your bank account. That should motivate you enough to do anything. Okay.
Say it one more time.
Look at your bank account. But there's a few things that motivate me. For one, when I did some business in Arizona for Quicken Loans. I was a leader in their organization for a few years. It's a mortgage company out here in Detroit and actually around the U.S. But long story short, after I came back from Arizona, I said, you know, what is my mission? And my mission was really to just educate people. So really motivating my community, for one, just kind of keeps me going and being able to just see people start with no knowledge and then, you know, being able to kind of grow that equity within the real estate market and just be like a true wealth boss. But also because a lot of stuff that I've learned over the last literally 5 or 6 years of being an entrepreneurship, this stuff has been around forever. But because there's so many systematic, you know, restrictions and so much redlining just throughout the decades and decades of our particular culture, even women, you know, we're just unaware, you know, and so I kind of take it personal to educate people on, you know, just the littlest things, learning how to create an e-commerce business, you know, Yeah, you have a 9 to 5. I heard you say that, right? You work 9 to 5, but what are you doing between the hours of 5 and 9 to actually make a difference and multiply the income that you have to, you know, labor so much? So what motivates me is really that I'm unemployable. And so I have no choice
Come
but to get up every single day and put in the work, you know?
I love that response. She said, I'm unemployable, okay? And that's, oh, that was an amazing response. So, what, when you started, when you got into this, what did you see for yourself? Like, what was the goal? Okay, so the goal was to help people, but when you looked at the vision, what did you actually see, and how has that started to transpire for you?
Good, that's a very great question, and it's pretty detailed. Don't know if we got 15 minutes for
Go ahead.
that, but okay, good. What I will say is that when I first started, my whole focus originally was to not have to work a 9 to 5. I will say that my reasonings mentally was not probably the best. But what I realized is that my goal and my drive to help people really helped myself. And it allowed me to grow with self-development and really just understanding what Deja wanted, you know, regardless if that was money, you know, family relationships, spouses, whatever the scenario was, it kind of put me on this self-development journey where I was able to kind of identify like my needs and my thought processes and stuff like that. And so, honestly, what kept me going originally was that, you know, I said, hey, I spend 160 hours a month on someone else's dream. You know, let me actually bet on myself, you know, put myself first and really just count my blessings to figure out how I can actually create that billion-dollar company, like, you know, Quicken Loans for my own family. I didn't really have any entrepreneurs in my life. My mom had 2 or 3 jobs. My dad's always had a job, my stepfather, et cetera, grandmother, which is a phenomenal pillar within, you know, my life. They've always worked. So I didn't really have anything to look for and look towards. And so what kind of kept me going was finding a mentor and finding a mentor that really could give me the truth so that I can avoid some of the bumps and bruises that they had.
That is all right. Well,
Should get enough together.
you have a few things coming up, far as like some classes coming up, correct?
Yeah. So, year one of entrepreneurship, I literally worked myself to death. You know, people say they start up their own business so they can work less, but you really work more just to call a spade a spade. And so last year, I really didn't focus too much on other people's real estate investments. I focused on my own, and I traveled so much. I probably traveled at least 6 to 7 months last year. Like, it was ridiculous. We had conference after conference. I mentor over at one time I've mentored over about 300 individuals all through, you know, over the US in cryptocurrency, and we used to go to a lot of conferences. And so what I realized for 2022, it's the year of discipline and really just execution. And so my focus has been, how can I automate my business? I didn't even mention I have a property management company that I started in 2018, and just finding ways to avoid that busy work is my goal. I want to work less and make more. Like, that's just my focus. And so I've been focused more on automation this year, really trying to figure out how I can make my business pretty much work for me versus me working in my business. And so I created a real estate module that I'll be dropping May 1st. And then I also have an e-commerce business that is actually dropping in about a week that really focuses towards that six-figure journey. You know, helping entrepreneurs find ways, cost-effective ways to start marketing your business and, you know, just kind of creating a professional outlook. Entrepreneurship, yes, you get it out the mud, but you definitely have to present yourself in a certain manner. And being able to find cost-effective marketing tools and products and just organizational, you know, tools to just be that the entrepreneur, that boss mogul. And so that's what I'm focused on for 2022, just automating the business. And my real estate modules are going to be focused more on investing, how to create corporate leasing portfolios, which are like Airbnbs, how to do rental portfolios, how to flip houses, because I did a whole series of flips in 2000 and I think 20 around the time when the pandemic kind of first, first started kind of wrapping up. I was in the middle of like four deals. But I
Wow.
also educate people on how to do wholesaling. Maybe you don't have a lot of capital or you don't have the best credit to be able to tap into personal guarantee credit lines, So being able to build that capital, but still positioning yourself, excuse me, yourself to be able to make money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
So you guys can find me on my social media information. I think you put it on the screen before,
yep,
but if you
I
want
have.
to drop
Yep, we put it on the screen. We'll put it back.
we got a lot going on in April, just to kind of start up. We have a whole mentorship program special right now where you are in a position to be able to get one-on-one mentorship with me. You get access to about 4 hours of training live with me regarding some of the things that I just discussed. And you also get opportunities to get discounts on closing costs. So definitely go to my Instagram page. That's primarily where I post a lot of stuff, reels and things like that for you to kind of engage with me a bit. But I'm super approachable. I had so much help when I first started, and that's all I want to present to other people is just help. Not free help all the time, but
I
help,
know,
because
right?
some people will call you and think they can get all the information out of you. It's like, listen, honey,
Right?
it's
So
my living.
I have one more question before we give
Yeah.
we ask our question that we ask to all our guests. Jess, are you on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I
Okay.
can now.
So I'm gonna let you ask the last question, but let me just ask her one quick question. So how
Okay.
important is it for branding, for a new person, a person that's new into a business, new into starting an entrepreneurship, how important is branding?
Branding is imperative. I think that majority of entrepreneurs or people that are self-employed, like that's what we spend the bulk of our money on, marketing and branding to kind of present yourself. And sometimes it's hard to put money towards that, So finding ways to cost-effective ways, like maybe, get an iPhone and put it on 4K, and go walking up the street so you got that natural light. Just finding creative ways to be yourself, to be honest. A lot of people try to be someone different, be yourself, because right now, this generation that we're in, they are into lifestyle. I'm only
Right.
32, but they're into lifestyle right now. A lot of people are really, really into just knowing who you are. What do you eat? What do you like to wear? It's so awkward, to be honest, but we got to give the people what they want. And also leverage free tools like insights. Create creator pages on Instagram so that you can follow your insights to figure out how many women are looking at you, how many men are looking at you. What is the age bracket so that you can kind of create a genre of marketing that focuses towards that particular audience. And then at some point, understand that. And this is something that I was not told. When you first start your business, the first 6 months, you probably don't really want to touch any of your profit. You want to actually put majority of that money back into your business, back into maybe an assistant if you have business that's completely, going crazy or you have a lot of volume. Don't worry about the profit in your pocket until you can automate that business so that you can start putting that money into other businesses. So when it comes to marketing, actually, if you made a budget, there are apprentices out here that want to learn and want to, be hungry, for that marketing that you can kind of connect with. But definitely focus on creating a budget. Even if it's $100 a month, by sending out mailers or whatever, just figure out, what dollar amount won't break the bank. And just be committed to actually invest in that and understand when you escalate, your marketing has to escalate as well.
Girl, you on point. Okay.
She getting nuts together. She's coming
You
at
got
me.
it. Okay.
Y'all are ready.
All right, Deja.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
gonna be in
sliding in
touch
them DMs.
myself.
I would love
Absolutely. Me
to.
too.
All right, just got
When
one
you
more
hear the
question for
phrase,
you.
okay.
Yes, when you hear the phrase, there's no competition in sisterhood, what does that mean to you, and how can you effectively help your fellow sister?
No competition in sisterhood. It just simply means to me that, you can look at women as inspiration versus envy, being able to be a part of a sisterhood and congratulate people for maybe doing awesome things. Like, nobody is better than anybody. Everybody has their own niche. But one thing I will say, to be the devil's advocate, as women, we have to learn how to receive that blessing, receive that positivity, and also don't look at the next woman as competition. Look at somebody that you can actually learn from. Some of the best things I've ever done in business has been things that I got from other people. It's okay to copycat, just follow the right cat. And also acknowledge those people that have given you that insight. And be a lover, not a fighter. It's enough money for everybody.
That's right.
Surely.
I love it. So you are amazing. So listen, we have our producer Charlie. I'm gonna just plug my producer really, really fast. So I don't know if you have a billboard or anything like that, but you definitely need to put your stuff on billboards and get yourself, get even exposed even more than I'm sure you already are. But if you need a billboard, go ahead and contact our producer. He definitely gets those billboards up quick all around the United States. So not just in the local
Oh, I love
areas, but he's put up billboards all in Atlanta and I want to say, I can't remember, but he gets them up everywhere. Okay, so I want to make
that.
sure that I put up
He's the plug.
California.
I can hear.
He talking to us. He talking
I
to
can
us.
hear.
You can hear him too. Okay.
Yeah, you
So
guys are funny on this side.
if you're inch, oh yeah, it is. It gets hilarious on this side with Charlie. So if you are looking for that, just definitely reach out to him because he can get you definitely a good deal on that. So
Yeah, I
definitely you
would
need
love
to be
that.
on the
I would love
billboard
that.
because people need to,
Absolutely.
you need some, you gotta listen, you gotta get us together. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be reaching
Yes.
out to you. I'm
Me
definitely
too.
gonna
I
be
would
reaching
love
out
it.
to you.
Yes, I want
Today,
everybody to
today.
follow me, and I love it. I truly appreciate your kind words. It's been such a pleasure, just being on this platform. This month of March has been powerful for women, and so just being able to be a part of, this beautiful sisterhood with people that look like me that are willing to acknowledge women in business trying to go hard,
Yes. That's our goal. That's our goal. That's what we love to do. So thank you for coming on. You are welcome on anytime. Just let me know when you want to come back on and we will get you on
Okay.
here. All right. All
All
right.
right. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
All right. You
You
too.
too.
All right. And we have come to an end. Jess,
Oh, Steve.
how was it?
That was great. Let me tell you, that was great. Of course, I'm coming back. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I'm ready to make this money. I'm about to invest. I'm about to do it all. Everybody, I might even have some holistic health care. Sorry, no, I'm just kidding.
Charlie talking to now. Charlie want to know if you coming back. Charlie loves you, Jess. Charlie is trying
Oh,
to
yeah, absolutely. I'm
Charlie is
coming back.
trying
We
to.
gotta. We have to come back with Tashi. She in the comments. We got to get both of what up though on here.
We do. Okay, so we gonna make that. We gonna get that together. We gonna get that together. So
I do
all
want to
four
add really
me.
quick,
Okay.
before you close out, everybody, my sister circle and What Up Though podcast is nominated for Detroit Favorite Podcast. Whoever is listening, voting ends tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day you can vote. They're gonna go live on Facebook and announce the top three people in that category. So make sure you vote. It's unlimited voting. Go to DetroitChoiceAwards.com. Vote for my sister circle. Vote for What Up Though podcast. Arrow back. You vote. Arrow back. Vote again. Vote. Arrow back. Vote again. Vote. Arrow back. Vote again. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to make sure they knew. Tomorrow, today, and tomorrow is the last 2 days.
Okay, so y'all heard it
Yeah, back
from the What
to
Up Though podcast,
you.
host, creator, content creator, creative visionary. You guys heard it from her, the What Up Though podcast, and my sister circle, Detroit Choice Awards, unlimited voting. Get your votes in. Tomorrow is the last day. And listen, guys, I thank you so much, Jess, for coming on, being on this show with me
Thank you
tonight. It
for
was a
having me.
pleasure. We definitely have to do this again. Listen, audience.
Absolutely.
Audience, audience, audience. Guys, remember there's no competition in sisterhood, and always, always be willing to fix your sister's crown. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.